20 minutes now past 8 o'clock. ADHD kids rock. That's the message a Langley teenager is sending through his blog, and so far, it's going pretty well. Jeff Rasmussen is the creator of the ADHD Kids Rock blog. He calls it a place where kids with ADHD are heard, understood, and supported. Now, Jeff's Facebook page has more than 6,000 followers. His posts have been shared widely, in some cases, right around the world. We're delighted to have Jeff join us in Studio 10 this morning. Hello there.
Hey, good morning.
What's the biggest misconception about kids with ADHD?
I'd have to say that we're not all bad, and mostly we just need more time, and we have different brain styles, so it's kind of harder for us to have normal behavior in the classroom.
What is it about school that can be so challenging for kids like you then?
I'd have to say sometimes it's when you're in class and then the teacher asks you to do something, but it didn't really register in your brain. And so you just kind of sit there doing nothing, and you kind of forget that the teacher even asked you a question, and then the teacher might get mad.
So help us understand here. You're sitting in a classroom. The teacher's in the midst of, let's say, a lengthy lesson. Yeah. How are you feeling? What's going through your mind at the time?
Honestly, I'm just trying to wait until the end of the day, and because most of the time when I'm in school, it's pretty tough. Because it's really hard for me to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always just kind of want to look at all the other more interesting things other than pay attention during class, unless it's like a class that I'm really into, like math.
Yeah, it's funny. With ADHD people, they tend to focus on certain things. And when they do, that really grabs your attention for long periods of time, correct?
Yeah.
So you love math.
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
Yeah.
In fact, that's going to serve you well later in life.
Hopefully.
This past year, Jeff, you were involved with the design of your behavior plan at school.
Yeah.
How did that work?
I sat in the principal's office for like 3 or 4 hours, and we went through all of the steps and just went through a few scenarios, and we kind of mapped out what would happen if I was either misbehaving or not paying attention. And so generally what we went with was, if I didn't bring my books out, then the teacher would just have to ask me again. And then if I still didn't do it, then they'd ask me if I was willing to participate in class today. And if the answer was a no, then I'd get sent home.
And how's that worked?
Honestly, really, really well.
Good. You've got really a teacher well. That buys into it.
Yeah.
How about your classmates? Do they support you?
Mostly, yeah. But I tend to be kind of antisocial. I'm a big introvert.
You are?
Yeah.
And yet you're such an extrovert here.
Yeah.
And you're an extrovert online.
Yeah.
what made you decide to blog about this, to tell your personal story, to share your personal story with others, which could read it anywhere in the world?
I think I just want the voice of ADHD kids to be heard, because most of the time we just kind of get told that we're dumb, we're stupid, just go back to class and try harder. When really, we just need extra support.
How worrying was it, though, to share some of, well, really personal emotions and feelings?
Pardon?
How worrying was it to you? How difficult was it for you to share some very personal emotions and feelings with the world?
Well, I don't really get very worried because I know that it's going to help someone.
Well, that's a great response. In fact, you've been getting a lot of good response to your blog, thousands of likes and followers, plenty of messages from other people who live with ADHD. What have they been saying to you?
Mostly about how my page has really helped them along. I've gotten a few stories from people saying that their kids have had horrible teachers. And even last week, I got someone who emailed me. She's 15, and she said that, like, she was literally in tears when she was writing this email, and it was about how she just freaked out and nothing was going right for her and her whole life was a mess, and she was like overjoyed that she found my website.
It's not only kids though reading your blog. Plenty of parents are active on it. I'm sure there's some counselors reading it as well. What are they saying?
They're just kind of talking about their classrooms a bit, giving everyone tips on how to like help out these kids without kind of destroying the structure of the class.
For people who might be unfamiliar with ADHD, what do you have to say to them to make them understand, appreciate the challenges that people like you face?
I would have to say that it's just really kind of extra hard for us to do stuff. And it just takes a bit more brain power to process, and we really need to be seen, heard, and understood.
You know, though, Jeff, you've done the research. I'm sure you've read about this. There are many very successful people, extraordinarily successful people,
yeah,
who had ADHD when they were growing up. So it's not the end of the world by any means.
No, it's not.
Do you try to tell people that as well, to reassure them that
yeah,
there is light at the end of the tunnel?
ADHD is totally not just a totally negative thing. It's
exactly.
It can be very positive.
You just have a different way of learning than other people.
Yeah.
And nobody says that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
So what's it meant for you to be able to do this and to help other people?
It just feels good that I've been able to make a change in some people's lives, kind of brightened up their day.
And there's nothing wrong with that, buddy.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Best of luck. Continued success with the blog, and best of luck. Keep up with the math.
Yeah.
That's really going to pay off.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
For someone who didn't pay attention to math, take it from me. Enjoy. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Jeff Rasmussen, creator of the ADHD Kids Rock blog. He's also a student at Brookswood Secondary School in Langley, and you can read his website, find it at ADHDKidsRock.com. That simple, ADHDKidsRock.com. 27 minutes now past 8 o'clock.